Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai. The Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists. Bashem, which means in the name. Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth to the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai, for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings and shalom to the family. I just wanted to do a quick broadcast, and I say again, the water to the family out there. We're almost at 22,000 plays, you know, so that's 22,000 plays that brothers and sisters have the opportunity to hear the Most High's word. And we give all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh Wah, Yahweh Shai, the water for your word. No, I don't. No, I don't have a light. Oh, you good. What's that, that one scripture? I'm sitting up here doing this broadcast and somebody's asking for a light with those cancer sticks. Let me see if I can find the scripture that that comes to mind when we're having godly conversation, man. The wicked always try to interject, you know, trying to throw off the spirit. Let's see. Let's see, bear with me. This is going to be a real quick broadcast. I'm on my lunch break, and I'm going to try to grab a bite to eat. I didn't grab a bite to eat on my first break talking to this brother. Let's see. About biblical prophecy, the truth, you know, and basically about the Illuminati, secret societies, and all the shit these people got, you know. We was in conversation. Let me see if this is it. Let's see. Let's see. Let me see if this is it. Yeah, this is it. The water Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. This is the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 12. Those by the word side, Salakia, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And this is going into how when the word is coming out, the devil will come by and try to persuade those that are listening. You know, you'll hear that, or you'll see that all the time when brothers are out there prophesying and edifying our people, and then the devil will come up and try to interject and try to sway the minds of the people to believe wacky, tacky Christianity. But those that believe, they're going to hear, you know. It says, lest they should believe and be saved. Because if you believe and you are of the elect and the remnant, you're going to be saved, irregardless of the situation. You know, some brothers and sisters will be martyred, but nonetheless, no man can pluck out who is of the Lord's. No man can take away those that are slated for salvation, you know. So this word is reaching brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth, specifically here in North America, because when I check the analytics, I see a lot of people tuning in from America and I think England and a few other countries, man. Not a large number in some of those other countries, but shit, our people worldwide, man. So Jake is everywhere, man. You'll be surprised where our people are scattered at. The Bible said we'll be scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So other than that, stay strong, brothers and sisters, and definitely prep, spiritually mainly, but also stock up on canned goods. We're in a food shortage, and it's gonna get real bad, man. It's definitely gonna get real bad. So prepare. Bible talks about a wise man foreseeth evil and hide himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. So we all understand and know that food cost is steadily going up, gas is going up, and it will behoove everybody to grab, a few extra things when you go shopping. If you are shopping for rice, get you a couple bags, always leave a little sum in your budget to get a little bit of extra, and I'm telling myself this because I need to definitely do more cooking, and I do over the weekends, but I need to do that for my lunch instead of going to the convenient store, the gas station. They got, it's like a convenience store, but you can get food up in there. But nonetheless, we all gotta tighten up, because we gotta endure this storm. And if it be the Lord's will, we'll endure all the way to the end, for the elect's sake. That's what it's all about, enduring for the elect's sake. So stay strong. Shalom.